The Pinavete coal mine in Coahuila, Mexico. Emergency crews have been working day and night to free 10 miners who have been trapped underground since August 3rd.
This is all going by too slowly. It's been too many days.
Cynthia Ruiz's husband, Sergio, is among the missing miners. She tells us her grandfather died in a mining accident long ago, and later her father was trapped in a coal mine for 7 days before being rescued. She says the last thing she ever expected was to be going through the same experience once again.
I understand what my daughters are feeling, not knowing if your father is okay or not, or how will he get out. I understand more than you can imagine. That's why I say to God, if you gave me my father back, let my daughters have their father back too.
There's been no contact with the miners since August 3rd. But Plutarco Ruiz, Cynthia's father, says even though it's been almost 3 weeks since his son-in-law became trapped in the mine, hope is not yet lost.
There is always hope, always. When I was trapped in the mine, people said I was dead. It was in the newspapers, but here I am. Miracles can happen.
Coahuila is Mexico's coal mining capital, but safety standards for miners here are practically non-existent. Accidents involving gas explosions, collapses, and flooding, like the one that occurred in the Pinavete mine, are not uncommon.
Rescuers are continuing to extract water from the flooded mine, using more than a dozen pumps like this one, working 24 hours a day. Authorities say that bringing the water level down is the only way they'll be able to reach the 10 men trapped more than 60 meters underground.
Families of the trapped miners say what they want most is for the men to be returned to the surface. But many here also warn that without improving working conditions for coal miners, it's only a matter of time before an accident like this one happens again. Manuel Rapalo, Al Jazeera, Coahuila, Mexico.